This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. During the next 4 minutes, I think you'll find a word of encouragement and inspiration for your daily walk with Christ. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, an international Christian ministry dedicated to helping people around the world grow in obedience to Jesus Christ. And now, Leroy Imes.
Ancient ruins always have an aura of sadness and mystery about them. As I stood in the ancient city of Corinth, I couldn't help but think that here was a mighty and flourishing city that is now rubble. What went on here? What if these grand and historic pillars could speak? And then it struck me. I think I know what they would say. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, a lesson from the pillars of Corinth. It was an awesome sight. Those who study these things could tell us all about the old city. Here were the shops and the water supply, and the temple and the steam baths. And as I walked among these things, a verse of Scripture came to mind. I could almost hear the Apostle Paul telling the Corinthians in his letter to them, "The things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And can't you just hear the reaction of these people living in this beautiful city by the sea, with its mighty and magnificent Corinthian pillars? Oh, come on now, Paul. Are you trying to tell us that all this majesty and splendor that surrounds us is temporal? How could that be? This mighty temple of Athena, dedicated to the goddess of wisdom, it'll last forever. What could replace these mighty stone pillars? The altars made of solid rock, and cared for by the genius of the Greeks who seek after wisdom. What will outlast all this? As I stood there, I thought, Paul's message outlasted it. He was right. The temple grandeur of Corinth is gone, but the eternal message of salvation in Jesus Christ is alive in every corner of the globe and bringing hope and joy to the hearts of the hungry. Paul had talked about that to the Corinthians. He had talked about the grace and peace that can only be found in Jesus Christ. He said, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ." To those who sought wisdom, he spoke of where wisdom could be found. He said, "For the Jews require a sign, and Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified." Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. He told them of the gospel, the good news. "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And he spoke of new life in Christ. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Did they listen? Yes, some did. But the real question is this: do you really believe these things? Are you living for the temporal or for the eternal? There are two simple tests. How do you spend your time, and for what do you use your money? Eternal or temporal things? Remember, the things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are eternal. May God bless you as you seek to walk in the light of eternity.
If you'd like some practical help with your reading and study of the Bible, write for your free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, Daily Walk provides a helpful guide for your private or family devotions, plus practical insights from each day's Bible reading. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship